Okay, Rose, I apologize. I was a sandik in Farakway this morning. So I give you all a bracha. You should be matzliach.
Amen.
Okay. Today's shiur is about Hascholas Avelus. Very fundamental. The Gemara packet, well, packet 9. Amal hu rava l'vnei mechuzah. Atun d'loz lisu boser arsa. Those you people who are not following the coffin, so you're not going to the cemetery, mechim mahadrisu apaychu mibava da'avula. Soon as you go, put your backs to the gate of the city, aschil mono. In other words, those days the cemeteries were outside the cities. So they would malava the mace to the gate of the city, so the people who were going to the Beis Olam would continue. The other people would just stop by the gate, and then they would, once they hit the gate, they would go back home. So the people that were going, weren't going the full way, so these people would start shiva right away. Now, sometimes it could be an afkamina, because it could be the people who are going to the Beis Olam aren't going to get there till nightfall, right? So therefore, so those people would start shiva the next day, because nightfall is the next day. The people who would turn their back, they would start shiva right away. So this is a very nogeya halacha l'maisa, because This is a very simple case that we have today in the airplanes. Some people go to the airplane, but they don't go with the mace. And some people malava. So those that are malava the mace, they're going to Eretz Yisrael. So they're going to start shiva, you know, when they get to Eretz Yisrael. And the people who are not going, so they go to the airport. But then, as soon as they're leaving the airport, they're going back home. So then they start right away. Now, there is a lashon in the Rambam, on page 2, that is a little bit difficult, and the Rambam says, Mi she'darchan l'shloach ha'meis l'medina cheres l'kovro ve'ena yodim mosa yikover me'ei she'yachzu p'neim l'ilavosu matchilu l'nos shivu shlosha matchilu l'shabel. So, the simple reading of the Rambam might imply something drastically different. Meaning that the old reason that the people who are turning their backs start right away is because we don't know when the kavurs are going to really take place. You know, in those days, they were walking for days and days. There were no cars, there were no trains, there were no planes. So they went. It could be, to get to a certain destination, it could be days and days. So they didn't know exactly when. So Chazal v'koveya that they should start right away. The question is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, the people, you can know to the second when the kavur, you have your phones, the whole world is so closely connected in terms of communication that there's no concept of Eina Yodeya. So the question is that does that make a difference? And the Bach, on page 3, says, Nira, Shatamam dekevin de enim yodim mosa yikover, him kein enim yodim ki yishton hagolo, shi yimonim imenu, fichach monim biyad, shi yachzu p'neim, tildu mechzik asar p'neim ki nistam hagolo. Al korvel yed yodim stimas hagolo, enam limnos al mistimas hagolo. So it's mash from the Bach, as some point out, that he says what the Rambam seemingly says. That since it's far away, so you don't know where it is. But if you'd know where it is, then so the Pashas is the Bach with Paskin Bezman Hazeh, that even the people who don't go to Eretz Yisrael would start shiva only when the kavura takes place, and there are other achronim who seem to have that same idea. Look in the supplement. In the supplement here. Say the song of the Truvas Radvaz. Shuv Eichos Shemokom Achad Hatayimahu Neshe'enam Yodim Mosei Nikbar Meis. Avum Don Didon Miad Hachashor Shnei Shos Yodim She Nikbar Meis. In other words, he's talking about a case that they know exactly. They know what's going to happen in 2 hours or something like that. So then he says, in Ochanami. In other words, the literalist, simple shot in the Rambam, is it because you don't know. But if you do know, then you shouldn't start right away. And the Erech Lechem and Marikash here on page 2, etc. So that's the Radvaz. But the Marikash, he quotes the Radvaz, and he says, "Ve'ei nearly kain shelo nosnu devarim l'shiurim." In other words, so he says, no, you can't be so, you know, this case is, okay, that, no, you had to make a low plug. In other words, meaning, you can't say, well, this place he knows it's going to happen in 2 hours, so he waits 2 hours. As soon as he, the other place he doesn't know, so he waits longer, you know. So right, so that would be you know, and the various achronim who talk about, you know, talking about this. And in the Shut Bar Sham he says on page 6, Rambam just saying Urcha de Milsa, but it doesn't mean that therefore when you do know you should make cheshbonos like this. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, he has the tshuva where he basically Nishalti Medidi Harav Agon Rav Naftali Kalbach. That's the brother, right? The twin brother, correct? Twin brother of Shlomo Kalbach. No, sorry, his father. Oh, sorry. Father. No, the singer.
Oh, the singer.
Yeah. So he says... One second. So he says the same thing that... also, you don't... He quotes the Ramban. There's a Ramban... if you look in the Ramban on page 5, he says, "Upshad is shalom rila molichim also be ear to ear. Came from a shul leavus from molichim. Aval kovim also be skoras somach leear." You see, the Ramban makes a chiluk. If they're going far away, so then once you turn your back, you're out of the picture. But if it's not so far away, so then who knows? Maybe they'll still call on you to help out. So then you're not Messiah. In other words, the idea is once you turn your back, you're Messiah, so to speak. You're finished. So he says that there should be a chiluk whether it's far away or not. So that's where Moshe writes here that when you... That it doesn't make a difference if you know or not. It's if you're out of it, you're far away, you're out of it. So once the airplane takes off, you're out of it. It's Mokom Rochel, like the Ramban, Mokom Rochel. So he thinks even though they use the Lashon of the Rambam, which is the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, he still feels that. So that, and that's the Minhag HaOlam is Rav Moshe's psak. Even though, again, the Shulchan Aruch uses that lashon of the Rambam, Eina Yodeya, Einam Yodim, here on page 6, but nonetheless, the yisod is that that whenever you're, it doesn't matter, like the Marsham says, that's al pi rov, Einam Yodim, but that's not the the kviyas. But one could argue. One could argue. You have the Radvaz, the Bach, seemingly argues with that. So, but the minhag, the Pesach HaMekubal is.
Rav
Bar
says only if you don't know when the Rav Moshe
is Rav Moshe. No, Rav Bar holds that. Yeah, the Lashon HaRambam. Okay.
Isn't Rav Moshe going on the tour though? Isn't the tour being matched for the Rambam for the Rambam to say that it's told on distance, not
distance,
on
right.
knowledge?
Right.
Okay, so it's really, we're passing like the tour. The tour is understanding the Rambam. And
yeah, okay. Yeah, the tour. Okay, you want to call it, say the tour. Okay, the tour. Okay. Okay. Now, okay. Now there is another important Shaila that comes up. So a Rav just called me recently to discuss this Shaila. And the fast, very important Shaila is like this. The case we were talking about now is when a person is with the mace. He's going to the airport. And then he's not going to go to Israel, to Eretz Yisrael. Then he's going to go back home. But what's the din in a case where the person never was with the mace? So I recently had a case like this. The person was in L.A. and the mace, I think it was in Chicago, going to Eretz Yisrael. So the person in L.A., he's staying in L.A. And he lost a relative, say, in Chicago. And then they were taking the mace to Eretz Yisrael. I think that was the recent case that this right. So this Rav asked, when should the Shiva begin for this person in L.A.? Because here it's different than the case that we just described, because here you never, is there a chiluk? If you're with the mace and then you malava, then you turn away, so then you start now. But what if you were never with him? So do we say never with him? Kal v'chomer. Or do you say no? Do you say that you should wait till the kvura in Eretz Yisrael? That is the question. So the discussion starts with a tshuva of the Rush. On page 10. Yilamdeinu al Tzolov. Page 10. Somebody was crucified. Shetzolvu kusum. So he's up on the whatever, he's hung. Uvo vahodiu es echav shaya be'ir acheres. So they tell his brother who was in a different city that his brother was dead. V'nag avelus miyad. So he started shiva right away. Ul achas shloshi yom hamidu sha'omed Adayim b'tzlivuso. They told him that you thought they were going to bury him. He's still hanging. Atsheyidu mumon rav, and they want ransom for the body. V'ochu ziknei yirahi v'foysum v'miktsas mumon. So they got money. V'lo nispaisu atshe nisyachum l'kavro. Me'ibas echal aveilus. So they gave him some money, and it wasn't enough. And then they just gave up. And then they had Yeish. So when is the Avelus Chal? Mishas Shmua, Mishas Yeish. So he says, Daki Avelus Kodum Kvura Kodum Yeish Lav Avelus Uklal. So the Rush says, Avelus, that either you need Yeish or Kvura. So here there was, here they started before the Kvura and before the Yeish. Right? So therefore he says, it's like if somebody started Shiva because they thought somebody died and he didn't die yet. And they started shiva. So obviously that doesn't count. So that's the Rosh's Pesach. The Rosh's Pesach is that whatever they did beforehand is doesn't count. So once they got them, once they had the offer and then it then fell through, and then Masiyash, so then you can count. Or if there would have been a Kvura, you can count. But they started before. That's the Rosh.
So
Yeish or Kvura could start a what? Could start a shoe. Yeah.
Yeish means that they have they gave up
totally
for ever
burying.
That means the fact that they had one, maybe
the
Kvura will never get that amount of money
from Ansem. Right, but right now they have Yeish. I mean, who knows? They'll win the lottery tomorrow, but.
It's not good to get Yeish.
So he has Yeish. So he has. So whatever they did before doesn't count. Whatever they did before doesn't count.
The relatives have Yeish when they first
heard. Yeah, that's a question. I mean, he thought that they're going to bury him. That's the simple story. He thought they were going to bury him.
He had Yeish, and then it
snapped
back to.
Right. So be.
It's like you have Yeish and
then they
find God.
Right. The body and then right. Oh, so the Netziv, in the Meshiv Dover on page 9. He deals with the Shaila that we started off with. Asher Chokar Halacha L'Maisa. B'misha Nodolo Olidei Dilgrav. Right, a telegram. Shemes Krovo. So that's like a telephone today. He was told that, and he's in a different place. In other words, he was told on Monday that the relative died, and that the burial is taking place on Tuesday, but he's not going there. So when does he start Shiva? Monday or Tuesday? Right? So Niraborah Dizad Din Aino Misha Mesh Mudal Fatabus. He says the din of when you put your back, that's only when you're involved, and now you're not involved. But if you were never involved, Mashaiki Mishu be your acheris, Rodasakimo, Aino Al Shinik Bar Mamish. So that's the psak of the Netziv. The psak of the Netziv is you wait, if a person's in LA and the mace is in Flar in Chicago and they're moving to and they're taking him to Eretz Israel and he's never there. So then right away. He says and then so you wait for the Kfur. That's the Netziv Pesach. And where does he bring a raya from? From that rush. Hachim Mavor Biyordeya B'misho Dir Chatol V'Goyim Krov V'Yiracheres V'Nog Avelus Miyat V'Chozer Umona M'Shiyikvar Hare Avogav She'ein B'Daito Leilech V'Oso Ir B'Kvur Oso Mikol Mokam Ein L'Achiv Avelus Ad She'Yikavar V'Lo'od El She'esh Olav Din Onin. And he's an Onin till the Kvur. Because Kimavur Ba'uvdid Rabbeinu Tam, Shnodel Shamechlo Achoso, Rachim Yemenu, Vachal Basav Shosu Yain, because she had a Baal. Ve'enem Nutel Salav Choko, and then those argue with him and say, no, but in that case, the whole thing was whether it was Onan or not. But, right? But, it's Dover Pashat from the whole story with Rabbeinu Tam that he lost his sister, that the Avelus was definitely starting later with the Gvur. The only question is, was there Aninus or not? So that's from the Tziv Paskins. That if the person's not there, he was never there, not involved, the right away there's what? The Kvur is going to have you have to wait. Okay. Yes, Jay? whether there's an inus or not, that's a separate discussion. We're not here today to discuss that. But the Avelis is only going to be
after the
Kfor. So that's the Netziv Yisod. Whenever a person's not there, and never was there, wait till the Kfor.
And Yesh is an option.
Or
yeah.
Okay, now listen carefully. Shh. Okay, please. The counter argument is in the Rabbi Fall Shapiro. Rabbi Fall Shapiro wrote a sefer called what? Torah Sefer. So, if you're going to look for that truth in the Torah Sefer, you're not going to find it. It's not there. But Shechter pointed out it's in the Stechemet. In the Stechemet is not pasha to find anything in the Stechemet. So, if you krach vav, you know, and I find something in the Stechemet, you got to make a bracha if you found it. So. So he was the son-in-law of who? The Netziv. The father-in-law of Rav Chaim Brisker. So the Netziv was his father-in-law, Rav Fal Shapira. Netziv was his father-in-law, and then. And his daughter married Reb Chaim. So this is a. So he argues with the Shver. Okay, good. Page 11, 12. B'din imbol odom telegram me'ira cheres shemei shem krovo mechuyim l'salalam akurat yabiyam mocher me'imas echal aveis. So he quotes the Gemara of when you turn your back. Right? So he says, so we hold from that Gemara, right? So he thinks you should start right away because that Gemara says as soon as you turn your back. So Kal v'chomer if you were never involved. But what about that Rosh? What about the Netziv's Raya? So look at the arrow. Umitruvus HaRosh, second arrow. The whole thing was a mistake. There was the mace wasn't nitan to the kvura at all. He thought it was, so that's why, in other words. He sat right away. Just like anyone who's going to Israel, the mace is omed l'kvur. So he thought that his relative died and they're going to bury him. So he wasn't going to be there. Started right away. But the whole thing was a mistake. Because he wasn't omed l'kvur. So, and then it was omed l'kvur give the money. So then they saw if they can give the money. Once they can't give the money, then there was yesh. But somebody who's nitan l'kvura, who's omed l'kvura, so even if you had nothing to do with it, it's kal v'chomer, madach, if you started to be involved, and you went to the airport, and then you go home, so you start right away, so if you never had anything to do with it, kal v'chomer, you start right away. That gemara, that didn't count, is because the mace wasn't nitan l'kvura. Oh, but what about Rabbeinu Tam, a good friend, Rabbeinu Tam? So why did Rabbeinu Tam not start right away? I mean, the whole discussion of Tam and the Rosh, whether there's aninus or not, but definitely Avelis he wasn't going to start yet. So Omnon, third paragraph, so he says you don't have the story right what happened to Rabbeinu Tam. You have to look in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas Mavur. The Rabbeinu Tam is Elosh and Rabbeinu Yaakov Hora Halach L'Maisa Shemesa Achoso Shemesa Nesu V'Yerach Eres. The Pasha Pshat you read Rabbeinu Tam is his sister was died in another city, right? So he wasn't going. That's not what happened. Sister died in another city. Then they were bringing the sister over to him. So since they were bringing the sister over to him, then of course he's not finished with the mace. So that's why. So the question is, in between, till they bring him to him, would he be an onen or not? But the avel for sure not, because they're bringing it to him. You see, if you don't have that piece in Rabbeinu Yonah, you think that what? That he's in the other city, and they're going to bury him in the other city. Oh. So that's Rabbi Fael. So he argues with the Netziv. And then look what he says, Meridik, here, second arrow. He said, when the Netziv himself died, so my wife, his daughter, had the Shaila. Because it was in another city. So should she follow her father? She should follow me. So I tell her, follow me. Follow my Pesach. Shabab telegram Yvarsham Batiris Machomi Hagon Vahyakosav Shakvurtiya Biyom Mochar Bal Ishti Shemiyad Khala Ale Avelus. Fitimna Mayom and that's where El Shapamach Khubab Maisal Fana Shabbat telegram said something else. Okay, but that's what he paskin. So that's the I believe that this is the Pasha Pshat. Not like the Netziv. Someone pointed out to me, Rav Moshe. This Rav pointed out that Rav Moshe held that way. Rav Shechter says over from Rav Moshe Salavechik that halachic divay mekel ba'avel, so you could follow the Netziv in the beginning and follow at the end. You start late and early. That's not the pasuk pshat either. You know, there was you start ki'ilu the late and then you end ki'ilu you did it early. That's not the pasuk pshat. The Netziv, somebody wants to say like Netziv, but I told this Rav who called me with the LA, Chicago, Israel thing that you start right away. Lemaisa, they listened to me a little bit, but he was still involved on the on that, so he started the next day, okay.
But Rosh,
the Rosh is talking about was he wasn't Nitan Lekvura. So therefore, he wasn't Nitan Lekvura because they had him. He wasn't Omed Lekvura. So anything they did at that point was not a good Avelus because it was. In other words, if a person's Omed to be Nikbar and he's on the way to Eretz Yisrael, so then he could start right away. But he's not Omed Likbar, then not. So therefore, that's how he ends. In other words, he answers the two questions that he's mechuyev to answer, is how he's going to deal with the Tshuvas HaRosh, and how he's going to deal with Rabbeinu Tam, and he answers them, and I think his answer is glot.
But back in the day, how the Karov, the city, even know where the Kura is, like you said before, they're going to bury in some cemetery somewhere. How would he even, how's it even shaykh that he should wait to the Kura? The Kura could be at any time.
You mean in the cases? I guess they have telegrams.
I'm saying, like back in the day, I'm not talking about Netziv's day. But we have to doubt that this Shaila was the Shaila in a time of
the Yishmael Grove, and I'm not
going to hide out. That's what I'm saying. But he knows it's a mace, low mace, and they're burying it somewhere else. How do you even?
Right, saying Einu Yodea, like the Rambam's Einu Yodea.
Right.
So Kal v'chomer in this case. Yeah. Okay, so the Pashut Shad, somebody asked me the Shaila, I tell them to follow Rav Rafael, the son in law. Over the father-in-law. What? You mean they're taking him after Shabbos?
Right, so therefore it's not like...
And they're not going to the airport?
Motzei Shabbos? They're too sick, they're not going.
Right. So thorough, they could start right away.
Mm-hmm. But it's like not
Nitan Lekvura because it's not means that it's captive. It's Nitan Lekvura, so Shabbos. Yeah. It's all made to be put on the plate, as opposed to this case where the Goyim had the buy. So this is a Shiloh that comes up fairly, so it's an important thing. So I tell people that the Iker Adin is to Paskin like the show. So again, the gabi the first shaila when you go to you malava the mace to the airport and then you're not going. So we passed in like Rav Moshe to start right away. To start not I mean, soon as you turn the back, even though you, not like the Bach that says, "Wow, but today we know, so you should start letting know." Not that. And then the other thing about if he's not involved at all, also to start right away.
Rabbi Yossi doesn't, like, no matter where, like, let's say a person's in New York and the rail can happen in New Jersey, they just can't make it. Rabbi Yossi the same thing?
What does it mean he can't make it?
They're sick, they can't leave the house.
It's not much.
That's what
happened during what house? I mean, they're elderly people, but they can't leave the house. So, that's the same thing. It's the same thing. Usually, somebody like that will be able to go to New Jersey, but he can't.
And what
Okay. So these are the sodas. Okay, I'm glad we got it in. I apologize for coming late today, but I knew exactly what we had to say, so we got it. And but only for other simchas and good occasions. One second. So tomorrow's Wednesday. We have to discuss next week if you want to have shir Sunday, Monday. We should talk about that. You can start thinking about it. And we can talk to Rabbi Tuchman, give him your input. Because next week, Shavuos became a week holiday. It's only supposed to be one day, but it became like this year. It's Wednesday, Thursday, then Tuesday is Erev Yom Tov, and then Monday is Memorial Day, and it's a whole thing. They never had a such a thing by this. Shavuos is only supposed to be one day. Chutzlar is 2 days. It's not supposed to be. Hey.